Is it possible to finish the Game of Life in a single Coded Read session? I have been asked that question many times, and today I will answer it and two more questions. Hi, my name is Peter Kofler. I am the Code Cop. Obviously, I am fanatic about clean code, and for many years I tried hard to develop quality software. Eventually, I had to change my motto to developing quality software developers. In this podcast, I will answer questions about facilitation, hosting, and participation of Coded Reads or any kind of hands-on session in general. If you have any questions regarding your Coded Read, please send me an email or leave a comment. Today's overview question is about pair programming. So why do we pair program? Pair programming is like TDD, one of the extreme programming practices which need to be tried, studied, and practiced all on its own. Constraints like ping pong help to do that. Pair programming is a great technique and we want to practice it. But there is more. Often, for me, pair programming helps to keep me focused and disciplined. Now, a coded read is a really long day of hard work, and I'm not sure I would be able to keep attention to stay focused through all the day on my own. With a pair, even with different pairs, this helps me a lot. Also, among other benefits, pair programming is known to be an effective way of sharing knowledge. Now, sharing knowledge is exactly one of the core things we want to do in the coded read. So we want to learn and we want to share the learning so we can learn more, and we also learn from other people who did exercise in a different way so we can maximize the learning. And in the end, it's also fun. So pair programming is one of the fundamentals of Coded Read. It's kind of mandatory and we need to pair program on all times. In episode 7, I talked about what to do when a single participant is staying alone. In the beginning of this podcast, I asked if it is possible to finish the Game of Life in a single session. That would mean to finish the logic and maybe a simple display on the console of the Game of Life in 45 minutes. So the official answer to this is no, because it's not about finishing, it's about learning, right? We delete the code anyway. See episode 7 for deleting the code. So whenever someone is asking you if it's actually possible to finish the Game of Life, the answer is no. Because during the coded read, people are not able to finish it, and I'm always saying it's by design that we cannot finish it. There's no problem. We don't have to feel bad. It's just that we cannot finish it in the given time. But I'm asked again and again, so I got curious. Some years ago, I had heard that someone might have finished it using Ruby, but again, as I said, it's not about finishing. But now to the real answer. So in 2018, I did some research. I did it several times. I tried to be fast, and I had done it already many times. I think I have done the Game of Life more than 30 times. So I started using Java, and it took me like 90 minutes, way too long. Then I switched to TypeScript, and I did the same thing, just faster, so it took me 60 minutes, still too long. Both versions had mistakes, I had taken too large step, it wasn't nice, it was ugly basically. The third try, I used Ruby and I managed to finish it in 39 minutes. And I had even the wrapping in place, it was a complete solution, and adding a little UI, so a display on the console, it took me in total 48 minutes. It seems that it's possible to finish the Game of Life in 45 minutes. But then in the coded read, with a constraint, with a pair, with an unknown language or less known language, it's not possible. So basically, it is impossible to finish the Game of Life in a single coded read session. The last question of the day is about the number of facilitators. So often I'm asked, how many facilitators do we need, or when do we need another facilitator depending on the number of participants? So in my experience, 20 participants per facilitator are fine. Under normal circumstances, I would say that's the maximum. So if you have like 12 or 15 or up to 20 people, it's possible to run the event on your own. I'm not talking about hosting, that's a different story, so there's still need for a host, but a single facilitator will be enough. In the beginning, when I didn't know better and I was on my own, I managed to facilitate successful code retreats with 40 people. Now I would say really that's the hard limit, and then you will be very stressed and exhausted. When there are more than 20 participants, I recommend a second facilitator. So maybe you have a really huge venue and you have like 60 people, so at least have three facilitators. Last time in Vienna, we were two facilitators for a total of 25 people, and that was really nice. That was really nice. I could have done it on my own, but being two facilitators, that was really cool. So we could also exchange thoughts and have a chat on our own. It was very nice. Three is also a perfect number for the number of facilitators. On my regular in-house retreats, where also co-facilitation is done together with someone from the company. The last time I remember, we were like three facilitators and maybe there were 15 to 18 participants. And that's really cool. Because then you can go for a break or you can step out. You could even participate the session if you like. And having three facilitators is awesome because you can meet on the side, like in the middle of the session when there's this silent time, and discuss what did you see, what should happen next, how should we proceed, and so on. It's also possible to share the workload, so some facilitators could be responsible for retrospectives, and so on. So I really like pair facilitation. My rule is to not facilitate alone at all. So maybe an answer is also you always need to have two facilitators. I also talked in episode 3 what are the benefits of pair facilitation, and in episode 6 Lise gave us some ideas what to look for in your pair facilitator. That is all for this episode. I'm Peter Kofler and I wish you luck with your next code retreat or hands-on workshop. If you have any questions regarding your code retreat, please send me an email or leave a comment. I'm looking forward to hear from you how your event went. Code retreats are awesome. Let's have more of them.